All of the veterans at a Madison news conference praised the care they've received from the VA, but they called on Congress to boost VA health care spending by $50 billion through shifting money from health care administrators to doctors and nurses and by reducing spending on weapons. Korean War veteran Buzz Davis of Stoughton says the current bill could lead to privatization.
So they're setting the VA up for failure. So they will say all these millions of people, and like there's 6 million people just scheduled for appointments in one day in the VA. That means that millions and millions of these people will be asked to take a voucher and go somewhere else.
But VA hospitals are already sending some patients to private hospitals. That's according to Tim Donovan, the spokesman for the Veterans Hospital in Madison. He says his hospital has already hired a new primary care team and added a Saturday primary care clinic that is now working overtime to handle a recent spike in the number of veterans seeking care.
That does not even account for some capabilities we have always had and have been newly enhanced to provide access in the community when we just aren't able to provide the care as timely as it needs to be provided to a veteran.
But the Veterans for Peace group say it's a slippery slope that will eventually lead to privatization and lower quality health care for veterans. They're lobbying Congress now to remove the provisions in the VA bill that encourage contracting out health care. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.